So back when you were skipping school to go down and clean barges, could you just show up and there was work, kind of day wage work available?
Right. I could come down here and show up and go out and clean barges all day, and I don't remember what the money was. I thought it was great at the time.
Right.
I always had a pocket full of money, and I just enjoyed the work. I mean, we would go out here. I mean, I've told my kids, but they look at me like, you're nuts. I mean, we go out here and you climb down in a barge and you shovel up coal or iron ore or grain or whatever into 5-gallon buckets and pull it up out of there. And at the time, you know, back then, we just dump it in the river. And you're out there and it's hot or it's cold. And we would, and my daughter's just cringed at this part, we would take one of those 5-gallon buckets that were pulling the product up out of there and taking, like, if you were cleaning iron ore barge or something, you'd take, put a big piece of ore in that bucket and drop it in the river, and you put a big piece of ore in it and go all the way to the bottom. And you pull that out real quick and get it up, and there's your cold water. And we would drink that water right out of here off the island. And wasn't anything, you know, there wasn't anything wrong with it. It worked pretty good. But, And that's why I got started cleaning those barges, and I enjoyed them. I enjoyed cleaning the barges. I enjoyed being around the men that were doing it, and that was just really my start until I ended up getting on a real towboat.
You said you had aunts in the industry as well.
I had an aunt cook on a boat. Had two uncles were cooks on a boat. My grandmother at one time she cooked on a boat, so. Pretty much my whole family on my father's side, they worked on both.
And they all lived around the Paducah area?
Yeah, around Paducah area. Paducah and originally came from up in Livingston County, up around Birdsville. That's where they came from. And my father went to, he thought I was highly educated because he went to third grade. And then he ended up, he went to work on a boat, on a muscle boat. And matter of fact, there's a picture here on the flood wall. You'll see it out here of these, there's some black men and white men in there. They've got a wooden barge there, and there's a bore, a walkway going over to that wooden barge, and there's a guy pushing a wheelbarrow over to that barge to dump mussels in it. And the guy on the wheelbarrow, I'm told, is, that mural on that wall was made from a photo of Bill Dyer's, and Bill said that was my daddy.
Oh, really?
In that picture.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's how he got started, is on those old boats. And then he got drafted during the Korean War and went to the Army and picked up his education in the Army. Mm-hmm. And when he came back to the Army, he tried, that's the thing about this business, people try something else, but they usually come back to it after they've done it a while. They say you wear out a pair of boots and you'll never leave. And when he came back to the Army, he tried carpentry work, building houses and stuff for a little while, but he ended up going back to the boat. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that went.
What was it like growing up, and your father's out working on boats?
It was really, the way I remember it, I do not remember, missing. I mean, it's all I ever knew. I do not remember, missing him being gone. What I do remember is when he would come home. Mm-hmm. That's the part I always remember, is when he would come home. And he always, he focused his attention on us. And I did my kids too. I mean, you value your family a lot more, I think, when you're away from them. And then the time that you have with them, you focus on them. So that's what I remember most, is when Daddy come home. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the whole time Daddy was gone, every time I foul up, that's what I had to hear pretty much every day. When your Daddy gets home? Of course, when Daddy got home, there was nothing to it, because he was not going to be the bad guy when he got home.
Right.
So... It was a good life. I can't complain about it at all.
And